chapter 11, verses 15 through 19. And they came to Jerusalem, and he entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold and those who bought in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons, and he would not allow anyone to carry anything through the temple. And he was teaching them and saying to them, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations'? But you have made it a den of robbers." And the chief priests and the scribes heard it and were seeking a way to destroy him. For they feared him, because all the crowd was astonished at his teaching. And when evening came, they went out of the city. We always hear about Jesus making a whip and running off the big bad money changers. But notice here that Jesus drove out the money changers, those who sold, and those who bought in the temple. These guys would sit in the outer court, and they would sell the approved sacrificial animals and the currencies at inflated prices to the pilgrims that came to the temple. And Jesus had an issue with both sides of the transaction here. The sellers were taking advantage of the people, but the buyers were also at fault. Instead of them bringing an actual sacrifice, they took this easy and convenient route. I mean, they missed the entire point. Jesus said that the temple is a house of prayer, but they made it a den of thieves. This was supposed to be something that where the people come and they brought their best to God. They focused on God. They sacrificed to God. They prayed to God. But instead they had stripped God from the entire thing and they just partook in the ritual. They had religion down to a science, down to a business even. Jesus' issue here is not about whether you sell t-shirts in your church bookstore or not. It's about losing the true heart of what the church is for. A house of prayer for all nations. And in this section of scripture here, both sides, the buyer and the seller, were rebuked by Jesus on this day. Thank you for listening to the Daily Devotional Podcast. I'd love to hear from you and pray for you. Follow me on Twitter at Devotion Podcast, or you can email me at dailydevotionalpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know what you think about this scripture by leaving a comment at dailydevotionalpodcast.com, or just click the link in the show notes. Also, if you would take just a moment and rate and review the podcast on iTunes, it would mean a lot to me. Thanks. If you'd like to listen to more daily devotional podcasts, you can find over 450 episodes for free at dailydevotionalpodcast.com.